as they get set down for the KZ2 Super Series Heat Number 2. Josh Buchanan. Well, hopefully he won't make the same mistake again, as he'll be starting off the pole. Dean Starling, winner of Heat Number 1. Out of position 2, down the 16, Matthew Nipperis starts out of 3, the 38. Of Dylan Pendolini, now he had dramas in Heat Number 1 and was a non-finisher. Josh Pontaleone in the 27. Daniel Orsini in the 19. Michael Peace in the 46. And Tim Thornton in the 58. Round out the field here. Heat Number 2 of the KZ2 Super Series. So this time, interesting, Buchanan has gone for the other starting grid position. He's come to the outside of the track, which is the inside of the kink. The yellow flag is up, and we're waiting for a start. Away! The lights go, and Starling, again Buchanan, stalls on the start. Pantaleone is just having troubles getting going as well. And also Orsini. So Orsini getting left at the start line, as the leader is Starling. And that's interesting, because Orsini has been scored a lap already because he was so slow at getting away. He goes straight into the pit lane, which won't matter too much, as Matthew Nipperis now drops a spot to the 38 of Pintolini. Pintolini, who was just very slow off the start that time, was able to recover quite well, but now has had to come back getting past Matthew Nipperis. So Dean Starling leading the way here from Josh Buchanan, who had a much better start. He runs in second. Then it goes back to Pintolini, Nipperis, Pontaleone, Thornton and Peace. So Dean Starling, good drive coming off turn 13 as he heads through the pit turn now. He just looks like he's got that card on a rail. His lap at 31.464. The Arrow Kart from North Shore Kart Club. Combined districts, Josh Buchanan was the fastest qualifier earlier today, but he's had two poor starts, and that has seen him having to play catch-up to Starling. Then it's back to Pintolini, who's in the CRG with the Medina engine, with Matthew Nipperis running in fourth, Pontaleone in the 27, Thornton and Peace. Only the seven runners still out there on the circuit. So Starling, you can see him banging down through the gears as he gets into the S's. He'll now start to work his way up the start finish straight. It's an amazing amount of gear changes per lap. The 50 horsepower engines here of the KZ2s with their 6-speed gearbox. They come off the top turns now and start the run down the hill. And at this point they can get up to about 125 kilometres per hour. So it's an amazing speed with the, well, 3-wheel disc brakes, because the solid axle on the back negates the need to having independent braking on each wheel. But certainly the front brakes being used to their maximum as these carts are just hammering around. Now Buchanan, your race leader, is still Starling. Buchanan runs in second. And Buchanan now looks to make the move on Starling into the S's. Can't pull it off there. Starling will hold on. But Starling giving Buchanan plenty of room. He puts a wheel wide as they work their way across the start finish line. So the race leader is still Dean Starling. Buchanan comes home in second. I'm just not sure how many race laps they've done at the moment, as the leader is under all sorts of pressure here. It's Starling who leads the way from Buchanan, who's putting the pressure on him. Then it's Pintolini, Nipperis, Pontaleone, and then this big gap back to, oh, the 58's in trouble too. I saw the hand in the air from Tim Thornton. And I think Tim Thornton is the last card on the lead lap. So 9 laps to be completed next time by. So the white flag will be out this time. White flag out as the leader, Dean Starling, leads the way. Starling leading from Buchanan. Nipperis is still not quite able to get past Pintolini. Ponteleone, Thornton, Peace, the runners there. So as the checkered flag about to wave, Starling coming across the line. Starling in the four card from the 12 of Buchanan. Then it's the 38 of Pintolini, followed by the 16 of Nipperis, then the 27 of Ponteleone. Further back then, I think did the Thornton card pull off? He did. So only the 5 finishes at the end of the KZ2 heat number 2. What a race that was. Dean Starling taking the victory.